She let him go, and he scurried off to obey her orders. Behind her, the pilot and another grunt carried a sealed metal case down the ramp with exaggerated care. She had impressed upon them the importance of its contents. If anything happened to the remains of the Hex, she was sunk, along with the mission.
"I need somewhere secure to open this box," she told the next soldier in line. "Show me to the nearest quarantine bay."
"Yes, my lord."
He snapped her neatly on his heel and led her to a glass-windowed room set into one wall of the hangar deck. The box promptly followed. The quarantine bay was small, but well-equipped. The box went onto the floor next to the gleaming metal table. A heavy-breathing droid tech finally arrived, and Axe sent everyone else packing.
"Inside that box is a droid," she told the technician. "And inside the droid is information of the greatest possible importance. It's your job to get it out."
"I understand, my lord."
"Good. Well, open it."
Specialist Pedesic unsealed the clasps, stared for a moment at what lay within, then reached in to scoop out the remains. The dead Hex had collapsed in on itself and was now reduced to the size of a small human child. Its legs curled protectively around its midriff. Dark brown fluid stained everything.
"I've never seen anything like this before,"
Pedesic told her, wiping her hands on a cloth she produced from inside her uniform.
"What you've seen or done before doesn't concern me," Axe said. "It's what happens now that matters. If I said this was a matter of life and death, I wouldn't be exaggerating. For you, it certainly is."
Pedesic swallowed.
"Let me send for some more equipment, and I'll get started right away."
Axe nodded.
"You have 1 hour."
She swept out of the quarantine bay, past the double guard stationed at the door, and went to find her master. The blow came so fast she couldn't avoid it, even though she'd expected it from the moment she boarded the Paramount. She felt herself swept up and thrust with crushing force into the nearest bulkhead, and held there, unable to move.
"You were sent to Hutta to claim one thing."
The deadly hiss of her master's voice slid like a red-hot needle into her right ear. She could feel him next to her, even though the room was in absolute darkness. His presence was like a foul, burning fire in the fabric of space itself.
"One thing only," he repeated. "Yet you return without it. You stand by while the Emperor's official envoy is killed, and you delay before reporting to me. What am I to do with you, Eldon Axe? What punishment would be most fitting?"
"The envoy was a puppet,"
she managed in her own defense.
"They always are, but they remain the public face of the Emperor. To slight one of them is to slight him. Would you be party to such a thing? Should he be informed that you have allowed his authority to be disrespected?"
"No, Master. That was not my intent."
"Perhaps it was not. It is hard to be certain. Your confusion is exposed to me. You are weakened by attachment, by the existence of a mother."
She flinched away from him, as though physically struck.
"You lie!"
she cried, even though part of her worried that it might be the truth. The lights burst on, blindingly bright. She fell to the floor, released, and blinked away bright after images. The room